The Royal Wedding Countdown. 3 days to go with Lucy Wright Events.
Okay, so today's tip is all about timings. As a wedding planner, one of the very first things I do is create a timeline for my couples, even if they're not set on exactly what time the ceremony is going to be. When looking at suppliers or venues, it's kind of crucial to know a rough idea of the timeline of the day. You can obviously extend that into the whole planning process, what you're going to do 6 months before, 18 months before, what you're going to do the week of the wedding. It helps, and it's so pleasing to be able to tick off the list and say, yep, I've done that. Obviously, Harry and Meghan, timings for their day with the FA Cup final on the same day. They actually moved the wedding to 12 o'clock, so it's not the same time as the kickoff. So timings are crucial to think of how your day will evolve. Having an earlier ceremony means you may need to feed and water your guests longer. Later ceremony, you don't get as much daylight. So really thinking about timings is crucial for the day. But then when it comes to the actual wedding day, I would say a top tip is not wear a watch unless it was a gift or a very precious, something you've inherited. Don't wear it, because then you're not conscious of time and you may be thinking, gosh, at 2:15, this is meant to happen, or the car hasn't arrived, and you've spent months and months discussing timings. The last thing you want to do on the day is actually think about timings. That is either down to me as your wedding planner or the venue to make sure everything runs as it should do. Everything should flow and go as planned.
The Royal Wedding Countdown with Lucy Wright Events. Here to help with your wedding plans, whether regal or rustic. LucyWrightEvents.co.uk.